The mayor of Danbury, Connecticut, may try once again to become governor of Connecticut. Republican Mark Boughton ran for governor 2 years ago, but suspended his campaign amid fundraising problems, and then supported Republican Tom Foley, who lost to Democrat Dana Malloy. Boughton says he has filed the paperwork to set up an exploratory committee for the 2018 election.
This is the first step in gauging the support for a potential run for statewide office. In the past, I have run for governor before. We did very well, and potentially that's one of the offices we may be looking at, but there are other offices too. But if I were a betting man or woman, I would probably say that should we find the support out there and the appetite for my candidacy, that I would indeed run for governor.
You've noted that you ran before. Why this time, and what have you learned from the past that you could do differently now?
Well, in 2010, I was the lieutenant governor nominee for our party, and we only lost by approximately 5,000 votes out of about 1.5 million votes cast. In 2014, we did have that same gubernatorial candidate that decided to run, so I wasn't able to get the nomination, and we think that this third time around will be the time for us, and we think people understand that in Connecticut, we have to run people that are winners and understand how to win elections and have an agenda that will appeal to both the suburban, rural voter as well as our cities. And so having been a mayor for the last 16 years, winning in a predominantly Democratic area as a Republican, I think I have a unique skill set to be able to make that broader argument to the state as a whole.
When Republicans return to Hartford next year, they'll have more legislators in the General Assembly. Is that something that gives you some optimism?
Absolutely. Look, it's good for our party. It's good for succession planning and being able to groom new candidates and reinvigorate the party. It was a really good election day for us, as it was across the country for many Republican candidates. But the fact of the matter is, now the tough part begins. You have to go out and actually lead. We've got some terrific people elected with great skill sets. I think they're going to be able to do that and be able to help turn Connecticut around. So in 2018, the cavalry will be coming, and I hope to lead the Connecticut comeback. But we can start setting the foundation for that comeback over the next 2 years.
You've said the state is in a death spiral. Specifically, what do you mean by that?
Well, we really are. There's two things that are happening that are catastrophic to the state. We have a budget deficit that is biblical in proportions, and it will not be easily wrestled to the ground. And at the same time, we have a very anemic economy where companies by the droves have left Connecticut for greener pastures in other states. We're also having a brain drain of people leaving. Both our young people are opting to put down roots in other states, and our seniors who have disposable income are leaving as well. In fact, a recent survey said about 50% of all people in Connecticut would leave if they could or plan to leave in the next 5 years. So that's really bad for us. And as these people leave, we have less and less taxpayers, less and less revenue, and we continue that downward spiral. So we've got to be able to put the air brakes, if you will, on it, turn things around, reestablish our business climate, and begin the hard and difficult task of digging our way out of a substantial financial deficit, almost $5 billion over the next 2 years.
If you had been the governor, what would you have done differently to keep General Electric from moving to Boston from Fairfield?
Well, the first thing I would have done was when I went to meet with officials personally, officials of General Electric, I wouldn't have a PowerPoint presentation with Pratt & Whitney engines on it. You know, General Electric is known for making jet engines, and you can't show them a competitor's engine. It's the little things like that that sometimes count bigger than the big things. I'd also work very hard at having stability in our budget, state budget, and having stability in our business climate. So companies know that we value them, we care about them, and we want them be successful. When they're successful, they'll hire more employees. And when they hire more employees, we get more taxpayers. So I think rather than doing these one-off programs where we've been essentially bribing people to stay in Connecticut or to expand in Connecticut, I would reset the entire business climate across the state of Connecticut.
You plan on running for mayor again next year. Can you be the mayor if you're successful and also run for governor at the same time?
Yeah, we did that in 2013, and the public was, and I was very apprehensive about it, and the public was very supportive. The people in Danbury understand what having somebody on the statewide stage, being able to sell Danbury to the rest of the state what that means for them. It means more economic investment. It means telling the Danbury story, having people be proud of our community. So the support has been overwhelming from local people. They get the process that right now we're just exploring a run for statewide office, and we really won't make a final decision until January of 18. They're willing to accept it. I have to tell you, that's been the biggest reason why we filed so early, was because of the support that we received here locally in Danbury.
Mark Boughton is the mayor of Danbury, Connecticut. The Republican is considering a run for statewide office in 2018, most likely for governor.